powerful praise. Words from Jesus.
Taking up the weapon of praise. You don't think you can praise me for this tough situation? This is just a little too much to ask of you. You need to stop seeing the situation through your own limited vision. Put on my glasses of faith and let the praises loose. The tide will turn and the victory will clearly materialize through the haze of uncertainty. Think it not strange that you're being tested beyond what you thought you could take, but rejoice, praise, and be jubilant. If you think it was spectacular when praise brought down the walls of Jericho, why not try your shouts of praise and songs of jubilation on the enemy as you march forward into his territory? Watch his fear factories and lie delivery services being put right out of business. Bankrupt him by giving no place to his thoughts. Instead, fill your mind, heart, and mouth with songs of deliverance and let your voice reach into the heavens with melodies of joy. Why wait to see if things improve before you begin to thank me? Turn on those praises at the first hint of the enemy's presence, and you'll turn him around so fast that he won't know what hit him. Get him before he gets you. Don't give him even a fraction of your spiritual victory. Shout out your praises and joy and victory. The enemy has absolutely no power over you unless you give him that power. So take up your weapon of praise in difficult situations and rob him of any effect that he wants to have on you. He'll have no way to get through to you as you lift the shield of praise and make it so strong through your heartfelt praises that any of his shots at you will simply ricochet back at him. An attitude of praise. I dwell in the praises of my people, and therefore, as praise comes out of your lips, my spirit gently settles down upon you, my vessels. When I settle somewhere, evil vanishes, for no evil can remain in my sight. Evil flees from my presence as quickly as it can, lest it be evaporated in a microsecond of exposure. Therefore, praise, especially in the darkness, in bad situations, for the road to victory is paved with praise. Attitude is the determining factor in the fullness or sweetness of your existence and your testimony. Attitude is an arrow in the spirit world, and an attitude shot with praise and gratitude is directed straight toward the bullseye of my presence. So when you decide to take on an attitude about anything, be sure to use the bow of gratitude so that this attitude can fly with the power of praise. Gratitude will help you hit the mark of my will and not fall short. The pessimist and the optimist see the same thing, but in two very different ways. For the pessimist, it is bad and difficult. Yet for the optimist, it has potential for good. Praising me in difficult situations allows you to see things as an optimist, which will change your perspective and surroundings for the better. Praise is one of the lubricants of heaven. If you've got the friction of problems, or the overheating of stress, or the dryness that causes your spiritual joints to squeak, or you feel as if you're becoming unhinged, apply a liberal dose of praise. If you pour on the praise, you manifest your faith that I will do my part to take care of the problem. My desire is to see each one of you connect with me through the power and gusto of your praises. I am the center of your existence, and you connect with me through your praiseful, thankful attitude. Praise is the road to me. Rejoice always. Rejoice in me always. This is a moment-by-moment choice. It is possible to find joy in me even during the most difficult times. Because I'm always near, I'm constantly available to help you. I can even carry you through times of extreme adversity. Imagine a woman who has become engaged to a man she deeply loves and admires. Her heart overflows with pleasure whenever she thinks about her beloved. Problems fade into the background, unable to dampen her enthusiasm and excitement. Similarly, when you remember that I am your perfect betrothed and that you are promised to me forever, you can rejoice in me even though you face many problems. It is in the present moment that you find me ever near you. My presence in the present is an endless source of joy, a continual feast. The soul satisfaction you find in me helps you relate well to other people. As you enjoy my abiding presence, you can bless others. Wings like an eagle. When you determine to manifest your trust in me through your praise, I breathe into you the power of my spirit that will renew your strength. You will mount up on wings like an eagle, the wings of my spirit, of my life. You will run and not be weary. You will walk and not faint. Praise is energy in the spirit. And this energy is transfused into you when you praise. The blessings of my spirit are a natural byproduct of praising me. I am the spirit of life, and thankfulness and gratitude help chase away fear. They bring remorse to a dead end. They leap over the gorge of worry, and they land in the field of peace and calm where I dwell. They give you smooth sailing, powered by the breath of my spirit. Your spirit is a vehicle, and what it carries determines your direction as well as your destination. If you carry thankfulness and gratitude in your passenger seats, and if you power your vehicle with praise, you will eventually reach the heights of heaven where I dwell. That's the right direction and the right destination, and more than enough power to get you there. So get on the road to success. Get the right passengers on board. Turn the key of praise and power up. Be a winner. Keep thankfulness and a positive attitude in your vehicle and power up with praise, and no other thought will be able to roadblock you, lest it be smashed to smithereens. Fragrant praises. Your praises to me in the midst of hardship, battles, trials, and afflictions are like the fragrance of a rose petal when it's crushed in order to make perfume. It's a heavenly scent and fragrance that clings to you and draws me to your side. So put on the perfume of praise. If you feel as if you're being crushed or bruised, that just makes you more beautiful and draws you ever closer to my presence. Praising me, even through your tears and heartaches, is like a farmer watering a dry and dusty field that's been barren, and then watching the crops start to spring up. So praise and watch new life grow from barren earth.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.